Welcome to another episode of You Had to Be There, the podcast where we deep dive into the world of the music industry. I'm your host, Julia Gomberg. This week, I'm really excited to introduce Melanie Williamson as this week's guest. Melanie is the founder and editor-in-chief of Music Scene Media, a digital music publication featuring all the facets of music, from artist interviews, social content, artist photography, and so much more. Plus, Melanie is a concert photographer and publicist herself, so she has undoubtedly experienced some unforgettable You Had to Be There moments that have helped shape her career today. Be sure to check out Melanie and Music Scene Media's socials, as well as Melanie's curated playlist alongside this episode, which you can find all the links in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to follow along on Instagram at the letter U Had to Be There Pod, and I will catch you next time. Hi, I'm Melanie Williamson, usually Melanie May Williamson. I do a lot of things. I live in North Carolina. I'm a concert photographer, and I also run a music publication called Music Scene Media.
Amazing. Yes, As I was looking into you, you do a lot, which is so cool and exciting, and I'm really excited to learn more. Can you start with sort of what your relationship with music was like growing up?
So I actually remember when I, you know, as young as I can remember, I wasn't actually into music like as a very young child. Mm. And then I started getting into it, and it was actually Gin Blossoms that got me into music.
Oh, I love that.
Which is really funny compared to what I listen to now. But yeah, and then, you know, I played the cassette, I'm giving away my age, but to death. And then I ended up getting to see them live, and That was just the start of the love for me, you know, like there's nothing like live music.
Totally. And there is something about Gin Blossoms. I feel like, I don't know, they're just so universally liked. Like, I can't imagine not liking them. Yeah. So that makes sense. They're just like really a good catchy gateway.
It hooked me, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. They're like a gateway.
Yeah. To the gateway drug.
Totally. Totally. I love that. Did you ever play any instruments or anything?
No, not really. I took piano in high school, and I wasn't very good at it.
Well, it sounds like photography was something, and still is something, you're really good at. When did you start getting into photography?
So my mom always had a camera when I was growing up, and that was just, my mom was like the coolest person ever. She's still pretty cool. So I had to have my own. And then, but it wasn't until 2019, that I was randomly at a show for Palisades, which is my favorite band at the time. They're not a band anymore, so I don't count them now. But like, no, I was at one of their shows, and I was watching the tour photographer, and I was like, I could do that. So when they came around next time, I'd seen them enough times that, you know, I could get a hold of them, and I messaged them, and I was like, you know, I've never shot a show, but I shoot portraits and stuff, like, you know, and they gave me my first photo pass, and it was
wow.
Just really just set my career off, and like, just, I fell in love.
That's so cool. So you already had, because of your mom, like a background in photography, but it wasn't until then music and photography kind of fused together. That's really interesting. Yes. It's also interesting because I feel like I always, whenever I ask people like what their relationship with music was like growing up, it's usually like a parent that, you know, introduces them to something. But I think it's also makes sense that, you know, photography was, it's like another art form that you were exposed to. It's sort of same thing, different. But
and I ended up, you know, I always loved live music, you know, from the start. So it was natural to combine them eventually. It just took the right moment for me to be like, what if I combine them both?
And absolutely. Right. I know. It's so funny how that, when those moments just happen, it like when it clicks. It's like, oh yeah. And the rest is history. What was your like type of photography style prior to music?
I mostly did. So occasionally like the boring stuff, like weddings and all that.
Sure.
My favorite was like creative portraits. And so I would work with models and stuff and do like creative concepts.
And when I didn't have anyone to shoot, I did self-portraits.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting.
Like, you know, creativity and trying to like tell a story.
I was going to say, even just looking at your Instagram, like it's like obviously music, but they are so portrait focused, like each of the photos. And yeah. I can see how that you have an eye for that for sure. And I just love the way you like lay out your photos too. It's very creative. Talk to me a little bit about like what, aside from the Gin Blossoms, what other music were you into growing up?
Yeah. So I think I don't even know. It was kind of all over the place. And then I want to say around like late teens, I started getting really into like pop punk and like something corporate, especially. But like Taking Back Sunday. And I just started going around the whole emo genre and everything from there. That was like it for me. Like, that's all I wanted to listen to.
Right. And like, that was like the peak time.
It was
for that type of music. Yeah. Like, I love that type of music too. And it's cool to see kind of a resurrection now with the pop punk scene. But I do think there's something to be said about being there at the height of it. Is lucky to be able to say that for sure.
Hawthorne Heights, like all of it.
Oh
like,
my gosh. Yes. Yeah, Cartel just did a show in New York, and I'm so sad I missed it because they were like one of my favorites in that era for sure.
So good.
Yeah. What was like, or I guess in general, like, did you grow up in North Carolina? Like, what was the music scene like?
Oh, okay. I grew up in Northern West Virginia.
Oh, interesting.
Right outside of Wheeling, which is only about 45 to 50 minutes from Pittsburgh. So it's it's near something, but it was also kind of the middle of nowhere.
So like if you went to shows, would you go to Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense.
You didn't have anything at all.
And yeah, I mean, I definitely want to talk about what you're doing now, but again, like kind of building up to it, mm-hmm. writing is obviously a big part of your career. Can you talk a little bit about your relationship with that?
I want to say like first grade, I started writing.
Wow.
Like there was always like the Young Writers Contest thing. And it was,
yeah, I remember that.
I don't even remember what it was that I'd written. And I remember my teacher was like, this is really good. Will you consider entering the contest?
Wow. So
every year from there I did. And like, I won a few of them, but.
Wow. Was it like nonfiction? Do you remember generally what it was?
Yeah. Okay. The first one was about a cat. Because I love it. Huge cat lady. The first one is about a cat that wore shoes.
I also have a cat, so you're in good company.
Yeah.
That's really cute. And then, so did you know like that was something you were interested in doing career-wise, or did you just see it more as like a hobby?
It was more of a hobby. Mm-hmm. But then when I started shooting shows, you know, it became obvious that, well, you know, to get bigger shows, you typically had to be like with an outlet. So, well, gotta lean into the writing.
Right. How did the concept of music scene media come together?
So I worked with a couple like small publications and starting out, and then like that was fine, but there was always competition. Because each publication can only cover each tour once. So usually the things I wanted were taken. And I was on two of them. And I kind of liked how one did some stuff and how the other did stuff. So one day I was like, why don't I just make my own and combine the things that I think are best?
Yeah, wow.
So, and then plus I can have dibs on everything. Right. And that's really like the basis for it. I was just like, you know, I have some ideas. I think I could, you know, do it well. And I had no idea what would happen. But
And when was this?
This was January 24th, 2022, that I made it live.
I love that, to the exact date.
Yeah, like, and I had met someone who's really cool, and I'd met her very recently to that. We were shooting Silverstein together, and we got kicked out of the photo pit together. That was fun. So just met her. Her name is Alyssa Moreau, and some people know who she is because she's a really good photographer.
Wow.
Her Instagram is Alyssa Moreau and then an X at the end. I ended up, like, she was like, can I join your publication or something? And I was like, yeah. Like, I don't know if we're going to get approved for anything, but yeah, sure. So I had my first team member immediately. And then she wanted to shoot Youngblood. And I was like, we have one article on this. But they approved us.
Oh, there you go.
And she's really good. So, like, it was really good content to have. And it just kind of exploded from there.
Wow.
We wanted to be a part of it. And people kept approving us. And I was like, I don't know why this is happening.
That's amazing. I mean, that, yeah, that, don't even question it. I guess it was meant to be, right?
Yeah. But,
and also, I want to backtrack a little bit just because, you know, the podcast is You Had to Be There. So I want to hear why you were kicked out of the pit.
Oh, right. So I think it was just the crowd was like so wild that when they tend to have like a lot of crowd surfing, we'll occasionally get kicked out because they don't want us to get like kicked in the head and then we sue the venue or something.
I think they only kicked
her and I out, no one else. And so we were standing outside of it and everyone else is still shooting. And she's like, you want to go back in? Yeah, let's go. And so we did it. No one said anything.
That's amazing. The photo pit at those types of shows. I mean, I worked at a venue. I didn't do photography, but I kind of would like supervise the photo pit for whatever reason. Instead of security, it was me. And I would just tell the photographers, you know, after the 3-song rule to like get out, whatever. But I just remember for like crowd surfing, I would end up holding so many people's like wallets and keys and stuff so that they could do it. It's just so funny. But yeah, it's like the Wild West for those types of shows, I'm sure, for the pit.
It is. Yeah.
I guess that they chose two good people to kick out because
they did.
It was the beginning of something really big and exciting.
And she's now like, she shot a bunch of stuff for me, but then now she's like a tour photographer all the time. Like, I think that's all she does. So I was part of that, I think.
Yeah. And can you talk a little, I guess I kind of jumped the gun, but what exactly, you know, music scene media is?
Okay. That's a good question.
Yeah.
So we do pretty much every genre. We cover mostly rock and metal, but we do shows. So we'll do a review of the event and a photo gallery. And then we also do a lot of interviews, which is usually me. And then we do song and album reviews. I mean, that's about it at this point. I'd love to expand it if I ever think of a way to do it and, you know, all that. But for now, that's about where we're at. Just, you know, different reviews, interviews, and then covering shows. And it's going pretty well.
Yeah, I was like sucked in when I was looking at it. And I think it's a really like holistic kind of take on coverage. You know, you don't just see like photos, you see the context of like sort of the story behind the show, the interviews. Yeah. And I think does a really good job of sort of being a one-stop shop in that sense. And you guys cover all different types of shows, you were saying?
Mostly, yeah. Mm-hmm. We do focus more on like rock and metal, and then we definitely branch out sometimes.
Yeah.
But I like to think it's a good way to keep up with the music scene.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah, on Instagram.
Yeah. I wanted to ask too, like, it's such a question I like to ask everyone, but like, how has it been with like the promotional side in terms of like your relationship with social media?
I am not a social media person.
Honestly, who is?
It's just like, right? It's so much work. I don't mind it, but then when it's like something you have to do, it just becomes, it's not fun anymore.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I actually have someone doing Twitter, X, whatever. I have someone doing Instagram. And the Facebook automatically posts when I publish from the site. So it's like,
love that.
Yeah. I don't have to do a lot these days and it's really nice.
That is, but that's great that you are covering those bases because as annoying it is important, unfortunately, for right now.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, I saw you have like a really big team of different photographers, writers. How did it expand so much and like grow?
So part of it is a lot of people will apply. They'll see the kind of like events that we've been approved for and they'll be like, well, I want to shoot for them, you know?
Right.
And so a lot of people apply and I don't know how to say no. So that's part of it. when they're, you know, when they're good. So it's like, sure. If they're a good photographer, I'm like, okay.
right. And are they based like all over the country?
All over. Yeah. And I actually have two people in the UK, and I used to have a couple in Canada that have just kind of faded out, but yeah, mostly in the US, all over.
It's like almost like a great resource that you have such a wide span of coverage from, like, I'm looking right now, you know, I see like upstate New York, South Carolina, like Florida. Like that's great, because I think sometimes too, like, especially people tend to minimize the music scene and seeing it as like, you know, New York, LA, but I think
it's so
important to really see it from a bigger picture.
See, I actually have a journalist, you know, so they can be anywhere, and I have a journalist in Iran. And she's amazing. Like,
wow.
She was referred by one of my other journalists who actually lives near me, and I mean, she's really good. It's just her English is phenomenal. Like,
wow. And she just reached out to you?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It just sounds really organic the way it's grown, which is.
It is. Yeah.
So definitely. Cool. And it must be really validating too, to like be doing something you really like and just seeing it kind of take off like that.
Yeah.
What about like the rock punk alternative scene? Like, what do you like about shooting it, I guess? Like, is there like specifically that genre?
Yeah. The energy.
Totally.
It's not that I don't listen to a lot of things, but some of it's just not that fun to shoot. You know, they kind of stand there and it's like, okay, you know, this is great, but like, are you really a live artist? Like, do you need to do this?
Yeah, no, that's such a good way of putting it.
When they're all over the place and they're jumping and, you know, hair's flying, like, it's amazing to shoot. It's just amazing to be part of in general, like, you know, why people go to the shows.
Right. Yeah, the energy at those types of shows is so true. Like, I was even thinking Youngblood. Like, you can just see like, the photos. Like, the energy is just, like, so contagious.
And just the opportunity to, like, photograph it and try to share what it was like to be there is so fun.
Right. Yeah, that's so true. Like, photography, yeah, you're trying to capture what the actual moment felt like. And yeah, mm-hmm. I think it comes across really well in what I've seen. What's your favorite part about running music scene media?
My team. They're from all over, like we covered.
Right.
They are all so different. Every age group I've got, pretty much. Like, my oldest person is 50s or low 60s.
Wow.
But I've also got someone that's 20. So we are all over the place in every possible way. But we're family. I have a team chat that is very important. And I let people know from the start, like, this is very important to me. We've built, like, this amazing community on Discord.
Oh.
And we're such a family. Like, I love it. Like, there's nothing I wouldn't do for those people.
Oh, I love that.
I just love,
like, really
so
a
much.
Community.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I think, again, I just love the inclusivity of it, because sometimes, as I'm sure you've experienced or know, like, music industry stuff can feel really, like, exclusive, or, like, I don't know. There's just less. Yeah. It feels like there's, like, this is the most important, like, genre, and then things get, like, overlooked. But I really think that. Mm-hmm. Even the way you're describing your team, like, illustrates how vast and, like, diverse the music scene really is.
Yeah. Every, you know, because we all like different stuff and everyone brings that to the table. It's great.
Yeah, for sure. Would you say, as, you know, a female in the music industry, I do like to ask this question for female guests, like, have you experienced, especially in, I guess, in photography, or maybe not in other ways too, but, like, have you experienced challenges being a female in the industry?
So yes and no. I feel like I have, but to be able to pinpoint it and say, yes, this is definitely, like, why I was discriminated against or something, you know, I can't, you know, prove anything, but I do feel like there's less opportunities for us, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, even how, you know, Alyssa and I got kicked out of the photo pit.
I was thinking that,
there were any other women there. Like, wow. You know, I don't think women get the same amount of respect.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's on a level that you can really prove it and be like, well, it's because I'm female. Like, it's there though.
Yeah. I think, that was exactly what I was sort of alluding to when you said that, like, mm-hmm. kind of stuck out to me, just especially I would imagine in that kind of genre, there's like in like some sort of level of aggression, but like, again, it's, I see what you're saying. It's not quite so overt that you can be like, this is the time, but like, there's just this like energy almost. I don't know.
Yeah.
I definitely have experienced it too. So I know what you're talking about. But how would you say you've kind of overcome it? Like, do you feel like you've had to advocate for yourself more in a sense?
I think so. I feel like we have to try harder for everything.
Yeah.
Just to get even the same amount of attention. But at the same time, I'm not ever going to, not, I don't want to say like hide, but like not disclose that it's like a female run outlet or something. Like, you know, like I'm proud of it. My team is amazing. We do a good job at what we do. I want everyone to know that it's a female run outlet and we have a lot of females. Most of my team is female and we are amazing.
Yeah.
You should know that. We deserve just as much of a spot in the music industry as men.
Yes. I love that. And I love that that's like an important value for you to emphasize, because I think it's just badass. I don't know. Like, I don't know what other way to describe it. Like, it's just, it's, yeah, I think the confidence and advocacy that we as women have to do doesn't necessarily need to be like acknowledged, but it just needs to be respected.
Yeah.
Do you have any like favorite shows, or like, do you like shooting more shows or like festivals, or like, is there a type of environment that you really feel like you're like thrive in terms of capturing photos?
So festivals, I've only done one.
Okay.
It was very limited because I didn't do it for an outlet. I had a band reach out to me just when I was just a photographer and hired me. So I was only allowed to shoot the bands that approved me. So that, I don't have a lot of experience with festivals to say they're amazing. But shows, like, I just shot one of my very favorite shows that I've ever done.
Oh.
But it was 3 Days Grace. I mean, not only, it's 3 Days Grace, like, they're amazing.
Right.
But in Breaking Benjamin too, which I love as well.
Awesome.
But
yeah,
the publicist for 3 Days Grace had actually reached out to me and invited me to do it and invited me to chat with them. And I was like,
that's so cool.
Absolutely. Like, you don't have to ask. I would love to.
Right. This is a given. Like,
and so I think part of the reason it was so fun is just because like I knew that I was invited to do it and it felt like it was like this success moment. Like, I made it.
Yeah.
They want me.
Right. Which is funny because, one of my questions was like, was there a moment in your career where you're like, yes, this is like where I'm supposed to be, what I'm supposed to be doing? So that sounds like so many for sure. Yeah. But this was the most recent, you'd say.
That's the most recent. Like, we actually got to shoot Queen.
Oh my gosh.
Like Queen with Adam Lambert, but like Queen, the man. And so it was one of my best photographers. And he did an amazing job. And once we put it up on social media, the band reshared it.
Wow.
And that was just like huge to me. I was like, it's also at the same time, it's like small artists that we help out. You can't reshare this, but Queen can reshare it. Come on.
So true. Oh my gosh.
But yeah, just moments like that when you get like that recognition from the actual artist.
Right.
Wow. This, you know, this is what I'm meant to do. I'm doing it well, apparently. Like, this is just.
Yeah. That's such a very valid point of why is it that it is so hard to get smaller acts to share things. I don't understand.
Or even say thank you.
Right. That's really interesting because, I mean, I even appreciated that you had posted on Instagram that we were like sitting down for this interview.
Yeah.
You're the first person to ever do that. And it's just like, wouldn't you? Yeah, I don't know. It's like, I want to help you help me help you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right? So, yeah. And I guess like that's also the whole point of social media, right? Like Queen mm-hmm. doing that put you in front of so many audiences and
yeah,
you did them a favor. And that's mm-hmm. how I feel like that's the whole purpose of like the whole concept of this, right? Like,
yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really interesting. But that's amazing. Wow, Queen and Adam Lambert. I didn't see that, but my friends did, and they said he was phenomenal. So that's really yeah. cool. And then in terms of like interviews, can you talk a little bit about what that's like to get to interview bands and artists?
It is. So similar to what we were just saying, how you kind of do something for someone, they do something for you, right?
Right.
A lot of it with working with publicists is very similar. Mm-hmm. And so we're not the biggest publication. I will admit that we've really grown, but at the same time, like I do a lot of favors to make sure my team gets approved for their shows.
Right.
And so that's why I started doing interviews. It wasn't like, oh, it was just like, well, they want coverage for this band. So, I'll go ahead and chat with them. And it's really fun though.
Mm-hmm.
I started, not everyone is super chatty and it's not that it's bad, but it's not always as fun. But then I started getting these artists that were like really fun to talk to. And I'm like, this is cool. So then I had a few, it was like, well, let's reach out to like bands that I like more. And it's something I really enjoy doing now. Even if it's an artist I don't know, I still just, do a little deep dive on them, find something to talk about. And it's really fun. Like just learning about them and just, like, what you're doing, you just get like different outlooks on the world and
totally.
I love it.
That's exactly how I feel about it too. Yeah. It's just like, you never know like what you'll get out of talking to someone and like learning mm-hmm. about, and there are definitely those people who are maybe aren't as comfortable talking.
Yeah.
I've come across that too. That's just part of it. But when you do have this unexpected, like, oh, I don't know this band or I don't know this singer. And then you just learn so much. And mm-hmm. and I think there's that common ground of just the passion for music. It just brings people together in such a cool way. So yeah. That must be such an interesting perspective. And then do you write up interviews? Like, what do you do with the actual interview?
So preferably we do video. And then, just because it's easier to have the conversation. Right. So preferably I'll have like a Zoom interview and we'll have a video and they'll be okay with having it posted on YouTube. But we also post it on the website and I just write up a little paragraph or two, like an introduction to them and whatever they're up to lately, like, oh, they just released this, check it out here. And and then, I got to chat with them and then I'll put the link to the video. So it is like a full article, but it's also all on our YouTube.
That's great.
Yeah. So they get exposure and I get to chat with cool people.
Yeah.
Even absolutely. If I didn't know who they were at first,
Right. Yeah.
Any good interviews I've had, like, even if I don't listen to their music, they have a fan for life because they were cool to me.
Yeah, that resonates with me for sure. And sometimes I'm surprised by how much I end up becoming a huge fan. Like I'll listen to some of the music ahead of time and I'll be like, this is catchy. And then I think getting to hear more context of like from the actual person who made it makes it more like special, I guess. And
yeah,
a lot of people I've interviewed over the couple of years, like I've been doing this, I still have their music on like rotation, like weekly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You hear the meaning and everything or, what inspired it. And you're like, whoa, like you just really connected it.
What kind of questions do you like to ask them? Is it more like if it's a musician, like is it more about their like creative process or is it more performance or whatever else it could be?
So usually the primary topic will be whatever they're up to lately. So whatever I got a press release about, like an album they have coming up, I'll kind of like dive in and, and be like, well, what's your favorite song on it? Like, do you have a favorite lyric that you wrote that just really stands out to you that you connect with? I like to go through their Instagram and kind of see what they've been posting about, like what have they been talking about, and find something that excites them to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a band called Traitors. I don't know if you know who they are. They're like really heavy. Like I want to say they're like deathcore or something. But so no, like the vocalist, I looked him up and I'm like, I'm going to find something. And he has this section where he cooks. So I was like, we're going to talk about that.
Nice. Right.
People light up when you find some little gem that they love and you know, they don't know that it's like, it's not like common knowledge. So you bring it up and they just like light up and they're like, yeah.
Right. That's a really good point. You're kind of like finding that spot that makes them almost forget that they're in the interview because they're just speaking from passion and
much. All the awkwardness fades away and they're just,
there's such a like tangible shift when that happens where like suddenly they feel comfortable and you're like, okay, like now we're in the groove, you know? But and I think also it's interesting because I spoke to a really cool singer from this band Vesper Rose, and he was so funny, and he was like, I'm so introverted, but like my band decided I'm the person that has to do the interviews because I'm the most introverted out of or extroverted out of the introverts. And he's like, I don't know how I ended up here. And then like once I got him to really talk about like his songwriting process, like I was like, oh, this is why they chose you. Like you don't even realize it. And then I guess I'm curious, like challenge wise in general, like if someone was interested in doing something in the publicity side of music, like what is a challenge that you face doing this kind of thing?
All of them. It's very challenging doing publicity. Because they're releasing something, right? And they want to promote it. And the biggest challenge I think is finding who to promote that to.
Right.
It's so much work.
Right. No, that makes a lot of sense. And how do you kind of overcome that challenge? So you just sort of, do you feel like there's a lot of like risk taking involved?
Oh yeah. All the time. And it's just, you just have to guess sometimes. There's a lot of Google involved. Just trying to find. And then it's even just like, okay, so let's say the band is releasing maybe a cover. And so I have a publicist friend who I actually met just during Music Scene Media stuff. And she's amazing. And she suggested to me, what about Our Last Night? Why don't you look and see what they did? They do covers. I'm like, you know what? You're right. And so some of it is just like finding an artist that you think is kind of along the same lengths and seeing what did they do to promote this, to get ideas. There's a lot of research involved.
Totally. Research is a really, Can you kind of talk about, how would you prep, let's say, for an interview? Like you just got it booked. Like what's next?
So interviewing and then, so usually it would be, I would get a press release or something. Right. So that'd be the first step. And then plain old Google or ChatGPT. Hey, there's a band called something. What do you know about them? And it'll pull from everywhere. So you're like, okay, cool.
Yes.
And you have like Wikipedia and all that right there. And then you have to listen to some of their stuff. Right. Like I said, you kind of pull up their Instagram and their socials and be like, what are they talking about? What do they love?
Right.
There's just so much research involved in all of this. Like, I love everything that I do, but it's a lot of work, but I love it. So I don't mind, you know, but it's just, I don't know. Some people see or hear things and they're like, yeah, I want to do that. But then they find out how much work or, you know, everything. And it's like, oh, I don't know if I want to do that now. You really have to have the passion. So
yes. Yeah, I think people get swept up in like the glamorous concept of it, but it's not very glamorous. But if you love it, then that doesn't matter because you're enjoying it. But yeah, I think research, that's a really maybe underrated part of it. I think people, at least for me before I started doing interviews and watching like some of my favorite artist interviews, I was like, oh, this is so easy. You just sit down and you just think of questions. It's like, no. It's amazing. Like if that's how it comes across, that means you're doing it right. But that's not really what's going on. Right.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice, would you say, for bands who are looking to grow or like get more visibility?
Yes. Obviously, social media, obviously, like in reels. So reels on Instagram, TikTok. Unfortunately, I hate TikTok. And my big flaw with it is really funny because when you open it and you have the videos, they make sound. Okay. When you're scrolling on Instagram, you can hit the little mute button and it's fine.
Right, right.
But TikTok, there's no warning. It's just noise in your face. And I'm like, why can't I just tap the video if I want to hear the noise? So obviously social media. But aside from that, I think probably the biggest thing is you need to find your people. So you need to go out to local shows. You need to meet these people. You need to meet other bands. You don't know how big these bands are going to get. You need a community. Going to a local show, you might even meet someone like me who has a publication. Like, you know, you just don't know who you're going to run into. So you need to make friends in the music scene wherever you go. So a lot of it is just like networking and, you know, see who you can get in your circle, like that will be your people. And then aside from that, like just in general, like you want to find like publications to promote yourself to. So there's definitely research in all of that. Again, like you need to try and find, well, you know, I'm this obscure genre. Who wants to help me? Like you kind of have to dig around and do the research.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think mostly it's social media and finding the right people that believe in what you're doing and want to help you.
That's really good advice and makes a lot of sense. Also, like, social media kind of tries to emulate, and it does, like, it does create a sense of community, but it's not quite the same as actually, you know, like what you're saying, like talking to other bands, going to, yeah, exactly.
Or even going to a show and talking to the staff. You don't know how they can help you, you know, like, you might play there one day.
Right.
It would help to have a lighting guy. You know, like,
yeah,
or you don't know who they're related to. I mean, who they're friends with. They're in the industry.
Right. And like, there's so much career growth in venues too. I feel like when you could meet someone who is just like, you know, working the door, but then in a couple of years, they could be the booker. Like, you don't know.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a good point for sure. Yeah. And I think also an underrated point that I don't hear a lot on this podcast is just like the idea of building relationships with other musicians, other bands, and like the value in that.
Yeah. You don't know where they're going to go, how big they're going to get. And when they do, if they do, they're going to be like, well, how about that band I met? They were really cool. You know?
Right.
I'll take you on tour.
So true. Yeah. Yeah.
Or they might have tips that you're not doing.
Right.
Like, it doesn't have to be a competition. You can learn from each other.
Yeah, I love that. I think also with the music industry can feel this competitive edge, but at the end of the day, right, like everyone has the same goal. So like, there is something valuable about learning and supporting others. And yeah, which I think you've done a really good job with music scene media. Like you gave all these people so many opportunities and now you have, like you said, you built this community. So that's proof that it works, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. I was interested to hear you use Discord because I keep hearing more and more about that. What do you like about it?
So we started out with Slack, which, you know, everyone does, but I was more familiar with Discord being like a gamer. So it's great. Like, I just love everything about it. I don't know. Like, I feel like the first time I used it, I was like, I don't get it. But
yeah. Could you explain it a little bit to someone who probably... I know my mom doesn't get it and she listens.
I don't, like, I guess you could say it's a communications app, right? So you can direct message people, but you also can make your own server, which is what we have. We have a music scene media server. And so everyone on the team is in it. And we have a channel for literally everything. We have our general, you know, we have a random where we'll share like music memes.
Right, right.
And of course, tour announcements, different writing requests that we get. So you can have a channel for literally everything.
Wow.
So it's organized. But then, you know, it also has like direct messaging. So if I want to ask someone something privately, I can do that too. And then each server has voice channels, which are optional. Right. But, you know, so we'll do game nights sometimes. We haven't done one in a couple months, but, and we'll play like a silly little online game and have people in the voice chat, and it's really fun.
But yeah, that's really cool. I do know I have friends who are like gamers or like live streamers who have channels where like people, you know, will like stream a live stream together and yeah. then go on the voice and like talk and mm-hmm. But the channels I can imagine keeps it so organized and like efficient. Yeah. That's a really great tool.
You can like mute notifications for any of them if you're like, yeah, I don't want to hear that.
Right. For every music meme, like you don't really need to. Yeah.
Right. Like something like that. And then you just check in on it whenever you can. But right. I mean, you can customize the notifications. It's just a really great way to communicate with people. And, yeah. you know, text is great too, but having people all over the world.
Right.
I'm not going to text, you know, my photographer in the UK.
Yeah. It's like a good way of setting like boundaries almost in a way, because it creates like a hub for that, but you're not like texting someone, like you're saying, in a different time zone when it's like 1 a.m. their time or something.
Yeah. Or I mean, right. I was thinking like cost, but yeah.
Time oh, zone. Also that. Yeah. That's very valid. Yeah. Yeah. I just keep hearing more and more about Discord for artists too, for them mm-hmm. to create their communities. And I think that's really such a cool way of, again, creating a sense of community.
I'm in like 4 musicians Discord servers, okay. and it's just really cool. Like you get the news first, you know?
Right.
Most people don't know this about me, but I'm like the world's biggest NGK fan.
My
team knows this. So like I'm in his server and I just met like, and he'll pop in at the weirdest times. You never know when you're talking if he's just going to pop in and say something and you're like, oh shit, it's him.
Wow. That's so cool.
But yeah, I met someone the other day. We were just talking about shows and now we're like, she lives nearby and we might go to one together.
That's amazing. Now I'm like, I should start looking at more of those because it's also like, to your point, like it's great for them because I'm sure like, let's say they want to like, you know, drop like a little snippet of a song, like it's such a win-win for both the audience, like the audience and the artist. So it makes a lot of sense. So I was going to ask, like, yeah, is there any artist that you haven't covered yet that you want to, whether it's interview, photo,
MGK?
Yeah.
It's at the top of my bucket list.
No, totally. Well, I think you're on the right track to get there. I mean, and he seems like such a cool guy.
Yeah. Interview like any of my favorites, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally have a wish list I'm about to look at. So for shooting MGK, obviously.
Yes.
Bringing Horizon would just be like so iconic.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm just kind of on a mission also to photograph anyone that was my favorite band at one point in time.
Oh, that's really
so
cool.
So like something corporate, which is like Andrew McMahon's project.
Mm-hmm.
His first project, I mean. So the Academy is who just like came back. They're like so good.
They're back. I didn't know that.
They were gone. Came back and I'm also on a mission to get closer to MGK. So like anyone he's like worked with a lot, I have to shoot them. It's like
that's so smart. Well, I always say on this podcast, it's a woo-woo positive podcast. So
yes.
Manifestation,
yes.
You know, put it out there and I'm sure it'll happen. You're on the right track. No question. I'd love to wrap up with asking you one more question. If you had to give your music career so far an album name, what would you title it?
So I think it's important to always be growing. Okay. Mm. Like, evolving, learning new things, and I don't know what everything is going to become. So I'm going to go with Senses Fails, Still Searching.
Ooh.
Because I don't know what everything's going to be yet. I'm just doing what I love, and if it becomes something huge one day, then it does. If it doesn't, then I love what I'm doing still.
That's a great perspective. It's like there's so much optimism in that, and people are so focused on, like, I always say this, like, part of what I love about, or my goal for the podcast is to give people the opportunity to sort of reflect on what they've done so far and not mm-hmm. because we're in this industry, it's always about what's the next thing. But I like the idea of sort of trusting where it's taken you so far and mm-hmm. the like excitement of what's next.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Where can people find you?
So me personally on Instagram, Mel May Media, M-E-L-M-A-E Media, and that would be my photography. Music Scene Media is just Music Scene Media or musicscenemedia.com. But every social is Music Scene Media. And if you're in a band and you're interesting and good to chat with, message me and maybe we'll chat.
Love it. Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you so much. This was super insightful and really fun to pick your brain. I really appreciate your time.
Of course. Thank you.
Hey, Miss Sunshine. I took a tab and felt the sky. It's a good life. And then it's bad, but that's alright. On the bright side, we all sin and sympathize. So in the meantime, might as well enjoy the ride. Four seats of five people about to take a
day trip.
Roll the windows, roll one up, let's make a
spaceship.
Where's the volume? Turn it up, who got the